Lovely stuff. You're in tune with Blast 1386. That's Julia Gray, a track from her new album. In fact, the title track, Robber Bride. And joining me live on the line now is Julia.
Hello there.
Nice and clear.
Excellent.
Right, tell us about this album then.
Well, it was, I'd started writing it about just over a year ago, and I'd already released three albums with my former band, Second Person, and a solo album called I'm Not the Night in 2011, and I was looking around for subject matter for the next record, and I'm a big reader, and I love movies, I love writing, and it occurred to me that what I really wanted to do for my next record was to take a small part of various texts that I really loved, so my favourite plays, my favourite movies, my favourite books, and rework them into songs, and so that's what I did for Robber Bride.
So we come back to your writing, because you're a very creative person. In fact, your writing got you into songwriting, into recording, didn't it, I think? So in terms of the track that we just played there, the title track from this album, Robber Bride, what's that song about?
Well, it's basically a tribute to, or a reworking of, one of my favourite novels of all time, which is The Robber Bride by Margaret Atwood. And, you know, she's written many, many books, but this has always been my favourite of hers. And actually, it was the last song that I wrote for the album. I was about to go in and record it, and I was on the bus coming home from the last session with Paul, who's the producer, and I thought, I think I'm missing a song. I feel like I haven't quite collected everything that I need to collect. And then I suddenly thought, oh, I haven't done anything with The Robber Bride. And so by the time I'd actually got back home on the bus, I knew the shape of this song. And it's a really, really good book. And what I've done is I've just tried to take the voice of one of the characters, Xenia, and she sings the song.
Yes, it's very interesting where people get their influences from, and it's not always the most obvious places, but I suppose you can get them from anywhere. But are you an avid book reader anyway, Julia?
I am. I mean, I love to read, and I think most songwriters actually do weave in whatever they happen to be influenced by from popular culture anyway into their songs. I was just making a more conscious decision to really focus on that this time around, rather than to, I think, the other point of reference which songwriters can write from is immediate personal experience, and I felt like I'd done that so much with all my previous records that I just wanted to do something slightly different.
Because you've had quite an interesting childhood. You were born in London, weren't you? But your childhood was spent in Brussels and Oxford.
That's right. Two completely different
cultures. But obviously, tell us about that. I mean, how have they kind of been factored into your music?
I think that's probably what connects everything together was the fact that my parents just had this really beautiful piano, and I was quite a shy child. My favourite thing to do actually was to just retreat into this big dark room where there was this grand piano, and I kind of taught myself to play it, really. So I think that's been the sort of linking factor in moving around, is probably just being quite introverted and constantly going back to playing the piano.
Because one of your influences is Joni Mitchell,
yes.
Of course, singer-songwriter. She plays the piano as well.
Yes.
That can look, from the uninitiated, as quite an intense experience, you know, one person on the piano, kind of solo thing. Is that what it's like? Is it a very intense place when you're at the piano and you're playing your songs or thinking of putting a song together?
Yes, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, I've performed just with me in a piano, and I think that's the perfect way to do it. But I've also played with lots and lots of musicians on the stage, and that's also very exciting and very different, but it's probably at its most intense when you're by yourself at a piano, because your materials are just distilled down to voice and keys. Yes, I agree.
So taking you back to your writing and your drawing, and anybody that checks out your Facebook and your website, we'll give those out, we'll see that there's a lot going on that's very interesting, and you weave that in, obviously, to your music. But your first ever composition, was that a poem or a short story or something?
I probably started off wanting to be a writer, and that's something that I'm doing a lot more of now. And then probably when I was about 13, I I think I had a Cranberries tribute band at school, if you remember the Cranberries, and suddenly became completely smitten by the idea of singing and songwriting, and that probably took precedence for my teenage years and my 20s. And then towards the end of my 20s, I suddenly remembered that it's all creativity is really very, very closely interlinked, and I suddenly realised I wanted to write as well. So I'm sort of trying to do a bit of everything now.
Mm. So in terms of the piano, did you find that an easy thing to learn?
No, not at all. I can't even sight read. I find it an easy thing to play instinctively, but I don't think I was very good at practicing or learning in a particularly formal way. But I do. I mean, I do love it, and I think not a day goes by when I don't sit down and play it.
Hmm. And in terms of your writing, the stuff that you put into your songs, is there a distinction between that kind of writing, Julia, and the kind of writing that you would do perhaps anyway for books, you know, or, you know, books that have illustrations? Because you've had a picture book, haven't you, out?
Oh, yeah, wow, you've done so much research. Yes, I've written a picture book about the endangered Arabian leopards of Oman. I mean, someone just asked me to write the text, but I was really pleased to do it because I'm very interested in conservation, and there are something like between 100 and 200 Arabian leopards remaining in the world, so I was very glad to do it. In answer to your question, there are themes and styles that are very easily translatable between writing text and writing lyrics. So things that preoccupy you as an artist are probably going to be the same, if you know what I mean. And the preoccupation with telling stories is again going to be the same. But I think lyrics in general are far more elliptical and abstract and based on metaphors. And when I started writing, you know, short stories and novels and so forth, I realized sometimes you have to be a lot more direct, if you know what I mean.
Hmm. I mean, when you are thinking and when you are creating, do you think there's some sort of madness involved in the fact that you might take from different voices or different textures or different colours in your mind's eye?
I don't. I agree with you that there's a definite spontaneity and randomness to it, and I probably wouldn't label it with madness. But more a definite feeling of being quite free-floating at that moment and just trying to take things as they occur to you. Yes.
Yes. And what sort of reception have you had so far from this album, Robber Bride?
I think from the emails that I've been getting and the people that have bought it on Bandcamp, and I've posted it to Spain and I've posted it to France, and I feel like, I mean, I think everyone likes it. What interested me is that everyone seems to have a different favourite, which I think is probably a good sign. I think everyone likes it, which makes me happy.
Well, you've sussed mine out, haven't you? A long December, which we're going to go out on. But it works that way, doesn't it? People do like different tracks on an album. It's not an exact science, is it, I don't think?
No, it's very personal. It's very personal. And I'm pleased if everyone has a different favourite. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. So at this point, I think you should plug your website. That's probably the best one to give out, isn't it?
Yes, you can find me at www.thisisjuliagray.com, and it's Gray with an A.
Gray with an A.
The same for Twitter and Facebook and everything else. It's This is Julia Gray.
You must be marvellous to meet to shake your hand, because you can say it's Gray with an A. I like that.
Yes.
It's very good. Gives you kind of twist.
Yeah, I think so. Good Scottish name.
Yes.
Good Scottish.
Point of interest.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's good. So any other... it's a question to ask, which is a bit of a silly one, really, because you've got this album out and that's the new thing. But have you got some other songs ready for the next one, or are you working on other things constantly?
I am at the moment working on a book. I've just had a short story published in a lovely anthology called The Mechanics Institute Review, and that came out a couple of weeks ago, so I'm quite excited about that. So I'm focusing a little bit on writing words, and what I will probably do is, I know it's going to sound really pretentious, but wait until the next album kind of tells me it wants to be written and get a feel for what the shape of that's going to be. And so I'm probably going to have a little pause, just probably until the end of the year, and then in January I'll sit down and start writing music again. But I think after when you produce an album, you need to have a tiny fallow period of not coming up with anything new just for the moment, so you can kind of regather your resources.
Yes, well, that's well explained. So we're going to round off now, Julia, with Long December. So you, that's my favourite of a very attractive album. Tell us about that song.
Long December was... It's actually it's a cheat of an intertext, because it's based mostly on the two Greek myths, and I could not decide between them, so I decided it worked for either, because the narrative of the song is about two people being separated by death, and one of them having gone down to the underworld, and the other one wanting to get down into the underworld, or to see that other person again. You can see it's nice light stuff. And I couldn't decide between the myths of Demeter and Persephone and Orpheus and Eurydice. So it could be mother and daughter, and it could be husband wife. And I think it might work for both.
Yes, there's a lot going on. I think there's a lot going on with your creativity, which is really, really good. And it's been refreshing having a chat to you, Julia.
Well, it's been delightful talking to you. And thank you very much indeed. Thank you.